The Czech Republic and Poland were the centre of world attention on Thursday when the United States announced it was abandoning plans to place parts of its missile defence shield in the two countries, specifically a interceptor base in Poland linked to a radar base here in the Czech Republic. Reaction in Prague has been mixed. Some have welcomed Washington's decision, though the Czech political leaders who backed the project in the face of public opposition say they are greatly disappointed. But how are ordinary Czechs taking the news? Rosie Johnston has been finding out on the streets of Prague.
I think it's not so good.
Why?
I support the radar. Because I prefer Americans to Russia. So, I think other people are quite afraid of American. I don't know why, because I'd rather be a part of, like, American Union of Europe than Europe. Sorry, European Union.
Já myslím, že to dobrá není věc, že
I think this is not a good thing because the Americans are giving in to the Russians, and I think that is a bad move. This is a victory for Russia and for Paroubek.
Well, I'm quite happy because this project, as a project exclusively made by the United States, is, I think it would be better to have a radar made by NATO, by the whole organization, not just by United States.
So you don't think this is like a victory for Russia, as some people are maybe saying it is?
No, I think not.
Mně to je v podstatě jedno, protože si myslím, že ať už tady...
I don't mind, because I think that whether the radar is here or not, it doesn't matter much to the Czech Republic. I think that these contracts, which were supposed to boost the Czech economy, weren't actually all that lucrative. But on the other hand, I didn't worry about all that talk of a security risk, because there are such bases all over Europe, and no one has had security problems with them.
Žádný vážnější problém s tím nikdo nemá.
I think it would be good if the radar would be in Czech Republic.
Why? Because of Russia?
Yes, and it can defend us.
Some reaction there to the news that the United States is not going to build a radar base in central Bohemia. So what about the political implications of Washington's new approach to missile defence, which has dashed Czech and Polish hopes of a special relationship with their American allies? Will the overhaul of America's defence strategy lead to a rethink of Czech security policy? And should Central and Eastern European states fear a rise in Russia's influence in the region? Jan Richter reports.
Some believe the US overhaul of its anti-missile defense strategy is a step in the right direction. Others fear it will fuel Russian ambitions in the region. A major rethink of the US anti-missile defense shield in Europe means the Czech Republic will not be hosting an American radar base that was to be part of the system aimed at curbing potential missile threat from Iran and other unstable states. Czech Deputy Foreign Minister Tomáš Pojar says the decision will have no immediate impact, but things could get more complicated in the long run.
It has not have any immediate effect, but we will see how the architecture of missile defense, now reconfigured into a slightly modified system, then how it will be developed and how really European space, NATO Europe space, including then the space of Czech Republic, will be protected. So we will see. I think there is a chance that there will not be a decrease of security. Rather, it could be an increase, but it will not be so easy.
Russia has applauded Mr. Obama's move as a correct and brave decision. The new NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen also welcomed the shift. This makes the Czech and Polish government support for the missile defense project stand out as isolated. But Mr. Pojar says that Czechs have always wanted the project to be integrated within NATO defense system.
If you look, and I'm not now talking about the Russian reaction, but if you look, for example, to the reaction of NATO General Secretary, then it was a little bit spinned because he welcomed that it will be more deeply rooted in the NATO system. That's what we have been pushing all the time, that there must be a clear linkage and clear root of that system in NATO. So that goes with what we have been proposing for the last couple of years.
For its part, Moscow said it wouldn't position its missiles in Kaliningrad, which Russian officials had threatened to do in response to the anti-missile installations in Poland and the Czech Republic. But Czech supporters of missile defense fear that the decision will still lead to a stronger influence of Russia in the former Eastern Bloc. Mr. Pojar says he hopes that no such thing will happen.
Well, I hope that the influence of the United States will not decrease. That is basically my hope. I think it naturally does not have to decrease, but there is no guarantee that the influence of US in this part of Europe will stay as it has been. I think for us it is important that there is American presence, and I don't mean in only purely in the sense of presence of American troops, but the real American presence on European soil, including on the Central European soil. And I hope that the US will not be departing this part of Europe.
According to analyst Jiří Schneider from the Prague Security Studies Institute, whether or not Moscow's influence over its former vassals grows in the future depends on these countries themselves.
It depends on Central and Eastern Europe. I mean, we remain the members of important organizations like European Union and NATO, and it's completely up to us whether our, I would say, commitments and what the membership in these organizations brings to us, the benefits of these, could be materialized, and this doesn't rely on deployment of one element of missile defense, believe me.
The issue of hosting an American radar base was a controversial one in the Czech Republic. Around 70% of Czechs opposed the project. Mr. Schneider says that the lack of consensus among politicians could also complicate things for the future.
Reality. And of course, I mean, the lack of consensus on this was one of the elements which actually could be used in Washington in favor of some flexible solutions which do not rely on exclusive and sometimes difficult negotiations with hosting countries.
The United States said a new and more efficient anti-missile system should replace the original project put forward by the Bush administration. It should involve NATO countries in a much broader context, and Deputy Foreign Minister Tomáš Pojar says that's what Czechs should focus on.
Well, I think that the debate in Czech Republic will have to be about protection of its space. Nevertheless, I think that it was the case even before this decision, because there are some systems which are going out of their lifetime, and we will have to be replacing them. So it is for a deep debate internally how exactly we will be protecting us and how that will be fit into the overall NATO framework.
The Czech Republic is cooperating with the United States on several other military projects, and on Thursday, Czech Foreign Minister Jan Kohout added a few new ideas. The US could send a Czech scientist to space on an American space shuttle. The US has not commented on the proposal yet, but one thing is certain. It will definitely cause much less consternation in Russia than an American radar base in central Bohemia.
Jan Richter reporting there on what could turn out to be a groundbreaking day for America and its relationship with its European